This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Quentin Slater.
Farmers, it's time to be part of the progress. Plan your trip to Iowa this August for the 2024 Farm Progress Show, where tradition meets innovation. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art tech, engaging demos, and educational issues from industry experts. We'll see you in Boone, Iowa, August 27th through the 29th. Save on tickets now and learn more at farmprogressshow.com.
In early July, the USDA released its recommendations for modernizing the federal milk marketing orders. Stephen Kane, Senior Director of Economic Research and Analysis for the National Milk Producers Federation, shared his initial reaction to the proposal.
Overall, we're fairly pleased with the recommended decision that USDA has come up with. We put a lot of proposals into the record. So did a lot of other groups. Fundamentally, USDA agreed with our premise and methodology for all the changes we were asking for. We don't agree with exactly how everything was implemented. They didn't do it exactly the way we had hoped for. But in general, we're very pleased with how USDA has come out with the recommended decision here.
The Federation was particularly pleased with the agency's decision regarding the Class 1 mover.
I think one of the big ones was moving the Class 1 mover back to the higher of. That was a very important piece for a lot of farmers around the country. We made a change a few years ago that turned out not to be the right decision. Farmers lost out on over $1 billion in revenue, so it was critical for us to move back to the higher of. And so we're very pleased that happened. Had a little bit of a carve out there, a little bit of adjustment for extended shelf life milk, but overall, very pleased with that bit.
There were, however, a few surprises.
Removing the barrels from the Class 3 formula. In the long run, that's going to be very supportive of dairy farmer revenue over the next few years and moving in the future. I just wasn't sure whether or not that was something they would be up for doing, but very pleased that they were.
Kane goes on to provide a timeline for the next steps in the process. Once again, Stephen Kane is with the National Milk Producers Federation. For more information, visit nmpf.org. To hear the rest of this story, visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our newsletter to have stories like this delivered to your inbox every day. You have been listening to the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Quentin Slater.